You would think that when Arsenal get Saka back, that they will go on a bit of a run and they'll maybe eclipse them. It's almost kind of hard to see them finishing below Manchester City now.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
You would think that when Arsenal get Saka back, that they will go on a bit of a run and they'll maybe eclipse them. It's almost kind of hard to see them finishing below Manchester City now.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Football Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, former Premier League referee David Coote breaks his silence. AC Milan's new recruit Kyle Walker on an awkward conversation with Pep Guardiola. And Neymar's on his way back to his boyhood club. But first, former Premier League referee David Coote has spoken for the first time since he was sacked last month. The 42-year-old has taken full responsibility and apologised for his actions. He was dismissed by the PGMOL last month following an investigation into a video in which he made derogatory comments about Liverpool and their former manager Jurgen Klopp. After that, more footage emerged which appeared to show him snorting a white powder during Euro 2024. The FA also opened the new investigation following an allegation that Coote had discussed giving a yellow card before a championship match between Leeds and West Brom in 2019. He's always denied that particular allegation. In a statement, Coote says he hopes people will understand that they were private moments during very low times in his life and don't reflect who he is today. Speaking to The Sun, the newspaper which led the reporting of his misconduct, he also admitted a lifelong struggle to hide his sexuality due to fear of the abuse he would receive for being gay. He also revealed the pressure, stress and workload of 90 games in the 2023-24 season, which led him to escape with drugs. He believes the abuse on social media has the most impact on referees and their friends and family. And he also said he received death threats and has an accelerated police response tag on his home address. He also believes referees are unprepared for the goldfish bowl of Premier League football. Former Premier League referee Dermot Gallagher told Sky Sports earlier why he feels David Coote chose now to do this interview.
It's obvious that now's the right time, because looking at what he was a few months ago to what he is now, he's a far, far better person. You can see that. You can see he's more confident. The press is off him. He's a different guy. You know, he looks years younger because the strain is gone. And I think what the last few weeks has given him and this revelation has given the confidence to go forward.
Dermot Gallagher was also asked about the pressures of being a referee in the Premier League nowadays, given events involving Michael Oliver in recent days.
I spoke to Howard Webb a few weeks ago and I said I actually believe that it's easier to referee on the field now than ever because of the backup system, the support system. And David alluded to the fact he's got the comms, he couldn't hear anything. But off the field, Rob, that's where it's 100 times more difficult than when I refereed, because there's no tolerance level at all for any mistakes or perceived mistakes. Everybody expects perfection, which is impossible. Everybody remembers a decision which goes against them, which lingers. And that ramps up the pressures for referee.
Kyle Walker admits it wasn't a comfortable conversation when he told Pep Guardiola that he wanted to leave Manchester City. The 34-year-old England defender joined AC Milan on loan for the rest of this season. There's an option to make that permanent in the summer. Walker won 6 Premier League titles and the Champions League during his time with City. And he said he needed a new challenge.
You think, OK, I need to try something different. And I've spoke to many players, many ex-players that have not really moved on or moved abroad in the different league of the Premier League. And he kind of said to me, I wish I experienced it. When I spoke with Pep, it wasn't a very comfortable conversation, we'll say, because of the respect that we both have for each other, from what we've achieved both at Manchester City, everything that he's won at Manchester City, I've also won. And I'd like to think that he knows what I bring to the dressing room and the atmosphere that I create.
Santos are in talks to re-sign Neymar after he terminated his contract by mutual consent with Saudi Pro League club Al Hilal. The 32-year-old Brazil international is expected to sign a short-term deal at the club where he began his career. Neymar played just 7 games in an injury-hit spell in Saudi Arabia after he moved from PSG in August 2023 for €90 million. Neymar remains the world's most expensive footballer after his €235 million move from Barcelona to PSG in 2017. He came through the youth system at Santos, where he scored 136 goals in 225 games before a high-profile move to Barcelona in 2013. The honeymoon period is well and truly over between Jim Ratcliffe and the Manchester United supporters. The Ineos chief was seen as somebody that could turn the club around when he bought a 27% stake in the club. Ratcliffe was confronted by some United fans as he drove away from Craven Cottage on Sunday following United's 1-0 win over Fulham. The club making tickets for paid-up club members a minimum price of £66 and ending concessions for children and over 65s hasn't gone down well. The changes were introduced without any consultation. Last week, the club wrote to fan groups highlighting that losses over the last 3 years were not sustainable. Manchester United Supporters Trust has urged Ratcliffe and Ineos to show restraint, warning that significant changes to ticket pricing and policy could lead to outright rebellion. Meanwhile, Paul Scholes feels Marcus Rashford has let a lot of people down and says that the England forward should be banished from the United dressing room. Rashford hasn't featured in any of United's last 11 matches in all competitions. Ruben Amorim revealed once again after the Fulham game that Rashford's attitude and training hasn't been good enough. That's why he hasn't been in the squad. The expectation is that Rashford will go out on loan before the transfer window closes next week. The 2025 SSE Airtricity Women's Premier Division season will have more games broadcast live on TV than ever before due to an extended partnership with TG Cahir. This will be the fifth season in a row that TG Cahir has shown games from the Women's Premier Division. 13 will be shown live. The All-Ireland Cup final will also be broadcast on TG Cahir. And the average TV viewership of the league has risen by 70% across the years. Jota says he's delighted to be back at Celtic after re-signing for the Scottish champions from Rennes, while Kyogo Furuhashi has finalised a move in the opposite direction. Japan striker Kyogo, who joined Celtic in the summer of 2021 at the same time as Jota, has agreed a 2.5-year deal with the Ligue 1 club. Jota left Celtic in July 2023 for €30 million, but he failed to become a regular starter at Al Ittihad in the Saudi Pro League and also a Rennes side who are on a run of 5 defeats in a row. The 25-year-old's agreed a 5.5-year contract with the Scottish champions, who have a 10-point lead at the top of the league. Jota says he can't wait to start exciting the supporters once again.
I think Celtic has a very specific way of playing, a dominant way, attacking, scoring goals, giving the joy and happiness to the fans. And I think that's all I've dreamed of since I was a young guy.
Another story coming from Scotland. Motherwell manager Stuart Kettlewell has quit after abuse from a section of fans forced his family away from matches. Motherwell are fifth in the Scottish Premiership, but some fans had turned against Kettlewell, especially after their Scottish Cup defeat to St Johnstone earlier this month. They followed that with a loss in the league over the weekend, and the former Ross County manager decided he has had enough. The club confirmed their board of directors had very reluctantly accepted the 40-year-old's resignation. Leeds have a 2-point lead at the top of the Championship after a nil-all draw away to third place Burnley last night. It took until the 89th minute for the first shot on target when James Trafford saved from Dan James. That was Burnley's 20th clean sheet of the season from 29 games. Scott Parker's side have only conceded 9 goals in the league all season. Leeds have extended their unbeaten run to 12 games in all competitions. Manager Daniel Farke says it was a fair result.
Definitely, we've played here a difficult away game against one of the best sides in this league, unbeaten since ages, and then to come away with a point on the road, it's always a good result in this league. Another clean sheet, which is pretty good. We reduce them to the pretty minimum. Yes, it's difficult to score goals against them.
Holders Ivory Coast have drawn Cameroon in the group stage of the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations, which will be held in Morocco. That will be in Group F. The opening match will see the host Morocco against Comoros in Group A. Mo Salah's Egypt are in Group B. They'll play South Africa, Angola and Zimbabwe. Nigeria, who lost to Ivory Coast in the final in 2023, will play in Group C. Tunisia are also in that group. Senegal are in Group D. DR Congo are also in that group. Group E contains Algeria and Burkina Faso. Africa's biggest sporting event will start on the 21st of December. It'll go through to the 18th of January 2026. Morocco are World Cup co-hosts in 2030, along with Spain and Portugal. The plan is to build a 115,000 seater stadium on the outskirts of Casablanca by 2027, and they're hoping that could stage the final. And former Belgian international Raja Nainggolan was arrested yesterday as part of an investigation into cocaine trafficking via the port of Antwerp. Police arrested several suspects, including the former Cagliari, Inter and Roma midfielder, after carrying out a series of morning raids across the country. The investigation concerns alleged facts of importation of cocaine from South America to Europe via the Port of Antwerp and its redistribution in Belgium. 36-year-old Nangolan came out of retirement last week to join a Belgian second-tier club.
You would think that when Arsenal get Saka back that they will go on a bit of a run and they'll maybe eclipse them. It's almost kind of hard to see them finishing below Manchester City now.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. The Football Daily on Off The Ball.
You would think that when Arsenal get Saka back that they will go on a bit of a run and they'll maybe eclipse them. It's almost kind of hard to see them finishing below Manchester City now.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.